Okay, so last week we were talking about in the Esrege Shvius. So we were discussing the halacha of fields that were malacha was done to them using the Heter Mechira. And we said there's different shittas about the Heter Mechira. So for those that are machmer on it, what's the status of the pears that were grown from the Heter Mechira? Is it called Shomer V'Nevad? Is an Isser Shomer Nevad? So if it would be Shomer Nevad, it means that it was guarded by the owner. And it was worked, even though the owner really used a heter. It could be for those that are machmer, it would be aser. We spoke on machlokes from Moshe Leith, ends up saying it's mutter. Okay, so one of the things that was brought up.
Does it make a difference that the shvidir ends on Rosh Hashanah?
No, because it was picked. It's picked all before.
And besides,
like you said, they're all picking them now.
All the smaller stuff is grown. That's being picked now. It's a shmita. It's ruah or shmita.
I'm saying it goes by when it's picked. Anyway, I'm saying Yerek is basa lakita. Esrog is like Yerek lagabi this. Esrog Elon lagabi. Some things Yerek lagabi. Others are more in kedushin. Fine. One thing that someone asked last week is, what's the halacha of different malachas that are done to the peiri that are not for the purpose of making the pre better, but they're just for purposes of making it kosher for an esrog. So would that make it shomer nevad? So, for example, let's say you're allowed to do certain things lechatchila that are there to be mesalik, just to make it that it shouldn't spoil, right?
Smoke it
to get rid of the bugs or whatever. So it shouldn't ruin what you have. So the Chazon Ish says it's not just not to ruin the tree, even not to ruin the pre, you're allowed. But the Rabbi Yashiv says, I just found last night, Rabbi Yashiv writes, to take away thorns from an esrog tree, someone asked about that, someone to take away thorns from an esrog tree would be aser, because it's not to help the fruit, the whole heter is to make it edible. It's not mutter to make it kosher for mitzvah. And mela, it would be considered nevad, according to those machmirim, if you would have removed the thorns to make the kosher. Fine. Okay. So now, before we start,
like a wrapping on top of
that's not a malacha. But cutting the thorns off is considered that you did a malacha in the tree. Okay.
Wait. Like, how are we supposed to know what texture is going to give to all these different
things? It's not really so nagel, lemaisa, in what you're talking about right now. So that I'm saying. So if you want to, so that's what I'm saying. If you have an esrog coming in from Eretz Yisrael that was used at the mechira, so that's this shayla we said last night. That if you have that mechira, you could do any malach according to, you know, and Rav Moshe says you could do that, but there are machmir, you know, that's what we said last week. So what's the other eitzah if you have to get an esrog from Eretz Yisrael? The other eitzah to get an esrog from Eretz Yisrael, if you don't want to use those esrogim, are the esrogim that are coming from the eitzah based in. So what's the Oitzer Beis Din? So in order to understand what the Oitzer Beis Din, I want to see this Ramban together, which is the first sheet, which Ramban brings down what the Oitzer Beis Din is. Okay? Now, before we start, let's read this Pasuk together. So the Pasuk says like this. It says, V'haysa Shabbos ha'aretz lochem la'achla. That the land should be lochem for you to eat from it. For your family, so during Shemitah, the land should be for you to eat from it. What does that mean? It means that people, Shemitah is not like our law and Truma. I mean, Shemitah, you're allowed to eat the fruits that grow on Shemitah. Just the only thing you're not allowed to do from it, you're only allowed to eat it. But the Chazal say you're not allowed to do schor, you're not allowed to do business with the Paris of Shemitah. Because what you're allowed to do is, you're not allowed to act on the field as if you're the owner. So you're allowed to act on it as if, you know, I'm like everyone else. I'm allowed to go pick an apple, it's hefker. I'm allowed to go pick an apple and eat it. I can pick one, I can pick two, I can pick enough for one meal. I can pick enough for three meals. I can pick enough to have in my house for now. But I can't pick enough to just store it in my fridge. I have to pick what I need to eat, but I'm allowed to do that. But what you're not allowed to do is business. Schaira. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What's considered business?
Okay. You said you cannot act on it as if you are the owner.
Right. You have to. Yeah. Now, so what was the Eitza? So the Ramban brings down what? No. No. Then you could go back and keep on taking more for that day until there's once there's nothing left for the animals at all, then you have to put it all out, be mafkert, and then maybe you can take it back. But you're not allowed to take.
You can't take it and put it back out.
No, you're not. No, you can't be oisif. Oisif shvius. So it's like this. So the Ramban brings down over here a Tosefta. And this is the basis of the Heta, what the people that were Machmer and Shmias, what they try to do nowadays. Okay, so the Tosefta says, like, I didn't cap the whole thing, but he brings down the Rishayna. What would they do? They would do the following: Hayushluchei Beizdin Mechazrin Al Pischei Ayaris. The Beizdin would send Shluchim to go to the cities. Komishim Mevi Peros the Soich Yadoi, and anyone that would have Shmita fruit, Hayunoytlan Oisay Mimenu, they would take the fruit away from him. Vnoistin LeMazon Shalosh Sudas, they would just leave him with enough to eat for one day, three meals. Vashar Machnisin Oisay LeOitzer Shabir, they would collect all the other fruits and they would put it in a public warehouse. He gives man to Einim, and then and they would be in charge of distributing the fruit. He gives man to Einim when if the Einim would ripen, the figs would ripen. So what would happen? Shluchei Beizin soichin poyalim. The Beizin would hire workers to go work the fields and pick off all of the figs. And they would do the same thing. He gives man shluchei Beizin soichin poyalim moiskin oisam, etc. Umechalik. Okay? So basically what the Eitz Beizdin would do is, the Beizdin would, instead of just being Hefker, and then what happened would be the powerful, quick guy, he would get a lot. And the guy that's, you want to comment around? There's room to, yeah, there's still a little room around the table. So, the Beizdin would hire people to go work the field. Yeah. And otherwise what happens is it's just Hefker, and one guy can get, another guy lives far away, he's going to get there, everyone's going to go in the morning, grab enough for three meals, he's not going to get anything. So in order to avoid all this, the Beis Din took charge. And what the Beis Din did was, the Beis Din would hire people, and you can work the field, the Malachas that are mutter, you could do whatever you need to do, and then collect, the Beis Din would collect all the pears, and then the Beis Din would distribute them. So you come to the Beis Din and collect them. So the Beis Din is now in charge. So it's Hefker.
In fact, the field for the base.
Working on a mutter way, yeah. But you can do whatever you're allowed to do, but all for the base.
Come into the field now after the business workers are in and just still like regular?
Yeah, they're not allowed to stop you from coming in theoretically, but they said that they would keep you. They would only let you take Muslim shalosh sudas. Okay, so now the president, how does Bezin afford all this? This is a lot of manpower. They have to pay the guys running the. They have to pay the workers on the field. They have to pay the people that are running the oitzer.
Where's the budget?
So where do they pay for it? So anyone that comes and gets payers, they're paying. They're like chipping in for the cost of the running the business. So you're not really buying the payers. But what you're doing is when you come in and get a pound of onions because you're putting up a cholent and you need a potato kugel and you need 10 onions, so you're going to give a couple dollars towards the fund of running the Eitzer Beis Din. But you're not paying for the fruit.
Anybody have a black Lexus that's parked up front here?
I'm happy to take it. You've got the keys.
There's... He's the black Lexus.
He doesn't look black to me.
So now, as it comes out like this, for example, I'll tell you nafkamina is that the halacha is if you buy peir shvias, let's say you buy a tomato, costs 50 cents. The 50 cents normally takes on the kedusha shvias. So the kedusha shvias that's on the tomato, or not, tomato is not a good example, but an apple. So if you have an apple, okay, of shvias, and you want to buy it for 50 cents, for a dollar, so now you took the apple, but the dollar that you gave the owner of the, or whoever's selling it to you, okay, that kedusha of the shvias goes on the dollar now, and the owner, whoever sold it to you, can use that dollar only to buy other food. He can't go ahead and invest it or... But if you pay money towards the Eitzer Beis Din, that's not true, because you're not paying for the fruit. You're paying for the fund. You're contributing to the fund. And anyone that takes X amount of payers has to contribute to the fund. That's how the Eitzer Beis Din works, okay? So nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, the way they do it is like this. The farmer himself, he can continue working in the field in the Murtar way, but not as the owner of the field, but as a shliach of the Beis Din. And the Beis Din pays him an amount as a worker. So that's how he keeps... You know, he keeps involvement with his field, and then when you go and buy in the store, oh, it's based in fruits in a certain way, you're allowed to buy and sell, you're not allowed to buy them and sell them the regular way. And then you're contributing to the fund to help pay these workers. That's the point of the Eitzer Beis Din. Now, according to this, all the Eitzer Beis Din fruits, the things that come from a Beis Din that worked it, they all have Kedusha Shvias. All the pears are pears that grew in Shemitah with no real work being done, only the stuff that's, you know, to avoid being damaged and whatever, but no real work being done. All the fruits are kedushas shvius. They have kedushas shvius, and therefore they have the halachas of shvius pears. And you're allowed to, you know, give a token amount to contribute to the fund. This
you
is
still take three sudos or whatever. There's a limit to the quantity that you can
whatever the Beis Din's rules are. The Beis Din should set the rules. What, how much your person's allowed to buy, et cetera, et cetera. What? What? I don't know what the rules of the Beis Din is. No, because it's as if the beer happened already. They're not mechuyev in beer, these pears. Because they were already mufkar, so it could be it's different. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm just not sure. I don't want to say. Probably that's the case.
Shua, it sounds like.
What?
It sounds like they gave it up the kol shua.
Yeah, I don't know. So now it comes like this. So now the shah is like this. So you have an esrog now. You have an esrog that's you have an esrog now from Eretz Yisrael. Let's assume it's not like last week's esrog, that it wasn't done by farmers that used that had to mechira and actually worked the pears because it was considered a guy's field. These pears were grown through the Oitzer Beis Din, that the farmer was just a worker for the Beis Din, but it's really Hefker pears. Okay? So now, this Eserik, somehow or other, came to Eretz Yisrael, America, which we'll talk about next week, which because the Mishnah says you're not allowed to take pear trees out of Eretz Yisrael, so how to get here. Okay, separate issue. We'll talk about that next week. So the Oitzer Beis Din sent out the pears to Eretz Yisrael. And now...
That's okay, even though the Eserik's not for Ochla, because you're not going to eat the Eserik.
No, so Grad Rabbi Yasha says that Motzi Yom Tov, if you have a Shvius Esrog, you should try to eat it.
Because of this?
Well, because it's literally L'Ochla, you should try to eat it. So, you should eat whatever's part is edible. Okay? So now it's like this. Okay, so let's say you have an Esrog from Eretz Yisrael, and they come to America. Now, you want to buy it, right? So what's the issue now? Fine, Kedusha Shvius, you're going to eat it, whatever. The problem is that we said in the Pasuk, says, Lachem La'achla, there's a meat, you're not allowed to do Schoira with Peir Shvius. So what is considered Schoira? Okay, so this is a big Shaila in the Mishnah over here. So the next page is the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. What do you mean? I'm just charging for it. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Okay. So the Mishnah says as follows: V'lo ye loykeach yirakay sade u'moicher bashuk, aval hu loykeit u'bnoi moicher al yadoi. The halacha basically, this is a very complicated Mishnah, but the Mishnah basically saying is like this: there is a way that you're allowed to sell, and there's a way you're not allowed to sell. You're not allowed to be loykeit to sell bashuk, but you could be loykeit ubnoi moicher al yadoi. So what does this mean? So there's three shitas in this. Okay, one shita is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that the person who you yourself are allowed to go to a field and pick a token amount. Maybe I should sit there. No, switch seats in that way. This way. Okay. This way there's more people. Okay. So it's like this. More or less, the halacha is as follows. Okay. Just like I'm allowed to go and take, I'm allowed to go ahead to a field and pick myself enough to eat for three seudas. So is someone else allowed to go and pick enough for me to eat three sudas and sell it to me? Is that schaira or is that not schaira? Is that mutter to do? So the Vilna Gaon holds that that's completely mutter to do it because he's just selling you the amount that you need for three sudas. Now, granted that when he gets the money, he's going to have to go buy his three sudas for it, but the problem is he doesn't want to eat mango. He doesn't want to eat three sudas worth of apples. So therefore, he's going to take your money and buy himself meat, chicken, or whatever for the amount of money that he got, but he's using it to buy himself three sudas. That's the point, according to the Vilna Gaon.
Does that mean
but
you pick more than three sudas and sell to each person three sudas?
No, I don't think so, no. He's only allowed to pick three sudas, enough for him to get three sudas, I get maybe. But he's only allowed to pick a minimal amount, okay? And all the Rishayim, that's the Vilna Gaon. But the other Rishayim say you're not even allowed to do that. The Rosh says you're not even allowed to do that. You're not even allowed to pick enough to sell. You're not allowed to pick to sell. You have to pick la'achla. Likate la'achla. You have to pick to eat it. You're not allowed to pick to sell even a minimal amount. That's the Rosh holds. If you ate, if you picked enough to eat three sudas, you had extra, your guests didn't show up, then you could sell it. You know, you can make a lemonade stand. Now the Tosfos, there's a Tosfos, and we're not going to read it inside because it's a little... everything is talking about with retaining Kedusha Shvius. Okay? That's the Rash's Shita here, that you're not allowed to sell at all. Okay? And then there's a middle Shita, which the Chazon Ish Paskin is like this middle Shita. So we're going to read that inside. Okay, that's the Tosis in Avodah Zarah. Daf Samach Beis.
You can barter. You can swap. You took your amount for the three meals. You can swap it. You're not selling it. You took your 3 days worth of mangoes and you have extra, so you can say, I'll swap you some of these mangoes for your potatoes.
Well,
no?
If you have extra, you can even sell it.
Extra, yeah. That's in the category.
Of okay, so it's worth underlining. Okay? Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the haschoyer shehi asur bepeir shvius. What is considered schoyer, which you're not allowed to do for peir shvius? Hainu, liknois harbe biyachad. You're not allowed to buy or pick either a lot. Lahoylich mimokam hazoil, lamokam hayoyker, kumoshoy ois fe shvius. You're not allowed to buy a lot in order to sell it, basically do business. You're not allowed to buy a lot at cheap wholesale and sell it retail and make money. That you're not allowed to do. That's schoira. Like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that anyone that does that, a psul and laidus, prepare zebur, mitam schoira. Or you're not allowed to pay up a choiv with perishvias. Let's say you owe someone $100, you tell them, I'm going to give you $100 worth of schoira, even though they're going to eat it for three sudas, but you're not allowed to use it for yourself to make business. So it's not considered la'achla, it's considered a schoira if you're making money off of it. Now says Taisus Avon who like it limkar al yad liknais b'dvarachila ain davar zeh schoira, but to pick or even to buy a little bit, just in order to make money enough to have three meals, you're allowed to do. So according to Taisus, the ikar chiluk is, are you doing a lot or are you doing a little? Okay, the difference is not whether you're picking or you're buying, but the difference is whether how much are you selling. Are you selling a lot just to, to make money? Or are you just selling what you need, just like you're allowed to pick off a tree enough to eat yourself? You're also allowed to pick for the tree to sell to eat for yourself. That's also called la'achla, not like the Rash that says, no, you have to pick to eat it. You're not allowed to pick to sell it at all. Tais is a little more lenient. Tais says you're allowed to pick it in order to eat. You're even allowed to buy from someone else to sell, to get money,
Why should he be deprived if he doesn't like mangoes? He's still entitled to his three.
It's not his. What do you mean?
He doesn't like mangoes, but he's entitled to have his three portions worth. Okay, so he should take them.
No, but it's hefker. It's only hefker. It's given. It's not given to people to eat meat. It's given to you if you like it. If you don't like it, don't go.
Why is it different
than Tyson? Than the Gra, because I think the Gra Aser is buying almanas to do that. You're only allowed to be like it. No, likness harbe bezol. But let's say you want to pick to sell and then buy food. Let's say you want to buy to sell to buy to get food.
That's right.
How do you know Tosos is three meals?
Because he says a little bit. Likness dvar achila. That's what he means. So,
or he's allergic. He's allergic to mangoes. He's not entitled to that value though.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
He can.
Yeah. So the Chazanit, he says the only Isser is a lot, not a little, the Kitzer. Okay, that's the point of this Shita, and that's the way the Chazanish seems to go, that if you're doing it in order to just, use the money to buy yourself three meals, that's mutter, but beyond that, even this Tosfos would Aser anything more than that, okay? So now, clearly, let's say you have a that would mean, now again, this is the issue of schar on peir shvius. That means if you have an oitzer beis din, so the oitzer beis din is not selling the peirs at all, really. The oitzer beis din is just, you're paying in order to make the thing, the distribution work. But you wouldn't be allowed to pay for the, they don't want to get involved with saying that you can pay a little bit because they're not going to be limiting the amount of people buying. So therefore, it's not really schar when you're doing it that way, if that's what you're doing, okay? But now comes the following, the shayla's like this. So let's say you have a peiris, it's kedusha shvius, and the person is selling it. He's not. You go to a store, okay? So what are they doing now, in the places? You have a bunch of asurgim from Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't seem like what you said, that the person's only selling it in order to make enough money to buy himself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch and supper, some chicken for supper. So, is this a realistic eitzah, basically, just to sell and buy? The way we have a sorghum nowadays is not like that, obviously. It's not just a guy's picking two to sell, it's a whole, the guy's picking a lot, which is exactly the Isser of Schoira. He's picking a lot, giving it to his wholesaler, who's buying it for cheap, selling it for expensive. So this is classical Schoira, you're not allowed to do this. okay?
You're talking on a retail level?
Yeah.
The wholesale level's not a problem, right?
Why?
Because they're just paying for the oatser to maintain the
Okay, but
on
the
retail
still,
level.
Right. The guy that has
it. That money's not going to the oatser now.
Well.
It's still perishvias. Now
it's still perishvias. And how are you paying for it?
Being reimbursed for the money that went to the oatser.
Yeah.
He's marking it up.
Yeah, but he's marking it up. So
on the retail.
You know, if he's taka selling it. So what's going on?
He's marking it up because of the work.
So let's see what happens. How much does it pay to get to? How much does it pay? So I'll tell you what they do in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, basically what happens is that the moichim get from the oitzer. The taka don't make money. One of the moichim, they're not making money, at least not the same like they usually do. They're getting all the esrogim, they're prepackaged, the moichim can't touch the esrogim, and the moichim is being paid by the Eitz Bezin to distribute the esrogim. And everyone that comes in, you know, so obviously being paid to distribute esrogim is not as well paying of a job as selling nice esrogim to people that want to pay a lot of money for them. So you're just being paid by the people that are contributing to the fund of the Eitz Bezin as you being the shliach to distribute the esrogim. But then, you know, kipshutai, you can't choose, and you can't, you can't pay more for a nicer one or a less nicer one. So, lemaisa, I'm still sticking to what they do in Eretz Yisrael, which is in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, they keep to the way the Eitz Bezin is supposed to be run, and they try to, and the question is though. Are they allowed to charge different amount for different level of esrogim? What?
Bezdin can charge different
amounts. How could Bezdin charge different amounts? You're not paying for the food. You're paying for the distribution.
Doesn't it take more work to produce the high quality esrogim?
Okay, so that's what?
It's the way.
Well, that's.
No,
I just sat over from Yasha. Rabbi Yasha says
you're not treating one
because there's a mark on the tree.
So,
which only benefits the halachic aspect of the fruit.
Really
benefit the usability of the fruit.
So,
not bad.
So here it says from Rabbi Yashiv, okay? So I have a sefer here from all the pesukim of Rabbi Yashiv in Eitz Beisdin. So Rabbi Yashiv said, Rabbi Yashiv l'maisa paskin, Hasidur, this is what it says in the sefer, and then they bring on the footnote, different, some years he was more meikel on it. I guess the last Shemitah, this is what he said, so this is what they write in the thing. Hasidur sh'oisim b'oitzer beizin, l'savig es dargos ha'esroigim u'mechireim ha'reiz ha'isra schoira. That if the moicher says that there's different levels and you have to pay this amount to get an aleph and this amount to get a beis, it's schoira. Because then you're not participating, you're not paying for the oitzer beis. So according to Yashiv, the way he would run his oitzer beis din was that the beis din would set up the zorgim, package them in boxes. You would go to the moicher and the moicher, you're not even paying. You're not paying for it. So we could take one, but I'm in charge. I don't want people taking too many. You're saying you have three cousins coming. You have three cousins and four brother-in-laws coming to you. If you don't have to take seven zorgim. But I'm just. You know, now the Beis Din, they know what people want, right? They're not going to sell rotten tomatoes, rotten apples. So therefore, so too, they're going to make sure that they're all kosher before they get to the mushroom, because that's all people want to take. So therefore, that they all have to be kosher. What?
1 year I remember.
Oh, it could be that you could see it, right?
No, then I would remember.
But according to him, you're not allowed to pay more for it. Now, I don't know if it's different.
How did they go from distributing free to now selling them?
No, that's the point. Yeah,
they were distributing them.
You're being for free, but you have to pay for the fees.
That is just coming out of their that's giving them from when they're picking the fruit.
So
they pick 10 and they keep 3 and they give them
every person in the process has to be reimbursed. The seller is working for the Beis Din. So he has to be paid. So the way he's paid is the Beis Din collects the money from the people coming to buy. So it's not
got a whole Publix going here now.
Okay, so now the problem's like this. Maybe there's a different eitzah, okay? Maybe there's a different eitzah, which the first thing everyone says when they're talking about, okay, I'm just going to get an esrog of Shemitah, and I'm not really paying for the esrog this year. I'm just paying for the lulav. Right. All of a sudden, the lulavim went up to $250, but that's beside the point. So like, what's the story with that, okay? You have esrog from Eitz Yisrael.
Very hard to find the lulav this year.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the simple thing is Bezin should fund the Eitzer not through selling Estrogan and then distribute the Estrogan for free. Fund it.
Okay, that's the way it's done, okay? So now the question is this true? This thing that people say, okay, this year you could do whatever you want. Basically, do whatever you want. You know, don't worry about the Shemitah, because you don't, and if the guy charges you a lot for the Esser, don't worry, just throw it in and out, you know, he's giving you the loaf. So where does this come from? So it's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes in Sukkah. The Mishnah says like this. Halakeach lulav mechaveri b'shvias. If you want to buy a lulav from your friend on Shvias. Now, a lulav in Masechtas Sukkah, whenever it says lulav, usually it means all three meaning together. Okay? All four meaning. So halakeach lulav mechaveri b'shvias. You're trying to buy the arba meaning. Noisim loy esrog b'matana. You could buy the lulav and the adasim and everything, and the esrog you get b'matana. Lefish she'ein rashai l'loikcha b'shvias. Because you're not allowed to buy an esrog on Shvias. Since you're not allowed to buy an esrog on Shvias, so therefore, he has to get thrown in. You buy the lulav. It doesn't say here that you're paying more. He gives you two b'matana. Frek the gemar kasha. Pretty good question. Le'rotza liten le'b'matana ma'u. He doesn't want to give you a matana. So how are you going to do this? How are you going to get your esrog if the guy doesn't want to give you a present for free? So Amar Ravuna, mavliya loy d'me esrog b'lulav. You can be mavliya the money. So this is, you could put in the money for the Esther into the lulav, and therefore pay more for the lulav, and throw that money into the lulav. Okay. So frek the Gemara question. One second. For lace of lay behedyo. Frek the Gemara, one second. Once you're paying for the Esther, just pay for it. Why are you doing this trick? What's wrong with paying for the Esther? Now, the obvious question on this question of the Gemara, what do you mean pay for it? It's schayra. You're not allowed to pay for an Esther. What's the Gemara talking about? So zok taisis. Sok Toysis, Veles of Lebhedya. Toysis says basically, no, we're talking about all the cases that we described in the Mishnah that are mutter. Because the guy has an extra esrog that he wants to pay to buy himself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that's all. We're not talking about a retailer or a seller. We're talking about over here the guy's mutter to do schayra. You're allowed to do schayra in this case, because we're talking about a guy who's just selling enough esrogim to get himself three meals. So he's allowed to sell. There's no isra schayra on that. So he picked it, let's say like the Tosfos, he picked it, just a few to sell to just, you know, cover the price. He's selling them, you know, maybe. So you're allowed to do schayra. So frek the Gemara. So why can't you buy it then? What's wrong? So the Gemara says a new yisoid lefi she'ein meistern d'mei peiros shvias la ba'aretz. Because all is like this, like we said, if you have an esrog of shvias or any fruit of shvias and you pay for it, the money now gets the halacha of Dmei Shvias. He's only allowed to use this money to go buy himself food. He's not allowed to go use this money to buy himself clothing or buy himself anything else. So therefore, if the person's not an artist, you don't trust him with the money, and therefore you don't want to give him money of Shvias. So you don't, therefore, the Gemara has an Eitzah, instead of giving him the money for the Esrog, you give the money for the Lulav, and therefore by giving the money to the Lulav, you're not going to be giving the money for the Esrog, and the money's not going to get a halacha of Dmei Shvias. That's the Havla. Zok Tesvas Emes on the Gemara. You see from the Gemara clearly that this whole idea of being of havla, which is that you're really paying for the lulav, you're just charging extra, that whole idea only works if the issue is meisrin to make payer shvias lamaretz. If the issue is you don't want to give the money of shvias to the amaretz, but if you would actually be talking about an issur of schaira, okay, that you're really not allowed to sell it, there's no eitza, you don't, okay, just, you know, put it, throw it into the lulav. There's no such thing. The Gemara is not mashma. And Aruch Leiner says the same thing. That the
Gemara,
it's pasher, because that halacha is that the money has to be given for the esrog, ki'ilu. It's like mamash, the chalipin of the esrog. So there, you know, okay, it's not chalipin of that. But soiv kol soiv, in Isha Schara, he's making money off it more, it's still awesome. There's no head to, first of all, also Schara is in Isha Deraisa, it could be. And this Ein Meisin is only a Sederabana. So Zok Tesvas Emes and the Aruch Lener, that there's no Gemara, people misread the Mishnah. You just read the Mishnah, it sounds like, oh, you're not allowed to, you have to give a Beratana, and if not, you could do Havla, you could just pay more for the Lulav. Zok Tesvas Emes is clear in the Gemara, okay, that it's only to get rid of the Isser of Ein Meisin to Meperish Shvias
Lamaretz. The seller says this in New York.
What?
That it's for the Lulav, it's...
Because I'm Ratzel.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you read the Gemara, well, you see clearly that's not the case. Keep shooting, okay? So now,
if they get it from an Eitzer Bezdin,
it has to do Shishvias, you're not allowed to do Schara.
Right, but
so it means they have to. So they have to follow the rules of the Eitzer Bezdin. How much is the Eitzer Bezdin charging in Eretz Yisrael? A couple dollars just to cover the cost. And so why do they have to do Avla then? Why are they doing Avla? Sell you the three, and then charge you the Eitzer Bezdin price on the Eser. Why are they doing Avla then? Because obviously they're not doing this. So now, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish paskin like this Sfas Emes's pshat in the Gemara, that there's no heter of Havla on the Isser of Schaira, to be matter the Isser of Schaira. This is the Chazon Ish paskin, and this is the Sfas Emes's pshat in the Gemara. There are poskim that are more lenient on it. In this Sefer, I think he brings down that there are those that were more lenient, but this is the Chazon Ish. And
the laws of leniency, you're saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, because otherwise it's given to you for free. Right? So now, here. Here, let me see if he brings Mekilim on this. One second. Oh. He brings down from the Sheilos HaTshuvos Tzitz HaKodesh. He brings down from the Sheilos HaTshuvos Tzitz HaKodesh Hashem the Maril Diskin that the Maril Diskin held the Havla does help to matter this Yisachar. So there are those that were Mekel. But the Chazon Ish, the Reb Chaim Kanevsky was Chazon Ish, and that's like the Achrayim are learning the Gemara, and it seems like that, although there is a Kasha from this Tosfos, you learn it well, there is a Kasha, but the Sasanis tries to answer that Kasha. But anyway, so this is why it's not so simple. This whole idea that, okay, I'm just going to go in, get an esek from Yitzchak, pay the same amount as paid last year. He thinks it's for the lulav, all right, whatever. You know, it's not. Now, it's not so partial because it's not clear that the Isra of law take. Now, what you're saying, it's Eitzer Beis Din. So Rabbi Yashiv says that chas v'shalom, that a person should use Havlah on an esrog of Eitzer Beis Din to make money. The whole het of the Eitzer Beis Din is to make sure no one's making too much money. That's the whole point of the Eitzer Beis Din. Mm-hmm. So to go ahead and use the Eitzer Beis Din stuff and go do Havlah on it to go make money for yourself, Rabbi Yashiv's lashon is that he said the way they say, and I saw in the tshuva also, it's not just in the Sefer that they quote it, but they say chas v'shalom that he writes in a tshuva that wasn't the purpose of the Eitzer Beis Din here. No,
so
I mean,
even if you come out to those basically, go to the ones that are hefker, get them for free. You're giving them a ton and mix them with the lulav. What?
That's even worse. What? Then you're doing schayra with the pair of shvius.
You
took. What are you went to the field? You went to.
You're giving it to Torah.
Okay, so free. Fine. So pay the same amount that you paid last year for the lulav and get that for free. That's called a matana.
I understand, so you don't have to come onto those are based in ones.
If you don't want to charge for the esrog, then it's not nogeh. Of course. Mazel tov. I mean, we're talking about the guy wants to charge you for the esrog. He's trying to figure a way out to charge you for the esrog. So he's going to say, I'm not charging you for the esrog. The extra $150 that you paid last year, remember that? The $150 you paid for the esrog? Don't worry, you can have it for free this year. By the way, my lulavs this year, they're $150 more expensive than last year. So, you know. So you can't do that. Okay, so it says like this. Just listen to this. This is a quote from a tshuva. It's not just a likut sefer. It says, "Aitza beis din mukam l'ta'elas atzibur umutam loy ligbois haitza oisav." They're allowed to collect their expenses. V'chalila lachim beis din oishe beis din yitein yaday lahashir soichrim to give let the soichrim make money. B'derech shal havla. Aidesh loichrim esrogim shemikoyrim b'aitza beis din misoichrim hamavliim es dmei esrog b'shar minim. It's not so simple that it would help in the first place. So, Lamaisa, this idea of the Eitzer Beis Din, of throwing in a Havla on the Eitzer Beis Din, Schoira is definitely not so posh. Now, so let's say.
You said that Eitzer Beis Din gets a little confused when it transfers over to America.
Well, that's a different issue. How did they even get the pairs here in the first place? Okay, now, what?
In
Yisrael, supposedly the Erlacha people in Yisrael. There's a person here that used to sell a lot of Yisrael in Yisrael, and he said that's how they did. I mean, you know, he definitely made a lot less money than they did in, you know, in other years. Yeah.
So what do I do if I want a nice Yisrael?
1 second. We're not today. We're trying to get to the problems. We're getting to the problems first. Hold on. So now, plus,
that'll be nice.
What?
I'm
not saying that there's no mekilim on this thing that we're talking about. That you know, you can get pays from shvius and do avla and schora. There are those, but it doesn't sound like that's the ikar.
Eitzer Beis Din takes over a field. Does that mean no one else is
allowed to
fix it anymore?
No, they're not allowed to stop people from coming in.
No.
Then it's Meshumer. They're not allowed to do Melachas Asuras more than the owner. Okay, now.
I'm sure, but.
Now it's like this. Now, what would you say? Okay, so maybe this is a. Maybe you could just. You know, the last ditch effort, and say, fine. Lamaisa, this guy's taka no good. and he's doing Isra Schaira because he bought the Soicher that you're going to. He bought, you know, enough Esregim to buy himself three meals for, you know, next 6 months. So he's doing Isra Schaira. He's buying for cheap and selling it for more expensive because this whole Avlah thing, I'm not, you know, Lemaisa, it's Shvach. So, fine, he's doing Isra Schaira. What does that do with me? I'm just an innocent guy buying an Esreg. So I'll pay for the Esreg. Let's say you're not allowed to do that. He's not allowed. Who's not allowed to do Schaira? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm buying one Esreg. Right after Simchas Torah, I'm going to make jelly. I'm going to eat it with Kedusha Shviz, Gavaldik. I didn't do anything wrong. So, fine. So he's doing Schaira. So, fine. A lot of people do things wrong. I have to go. What's wrong with me going and buying the Esreg? So, okay. So one thing you could say is Lifnei Iver is Lifnei Iver. Okay? Lifnei Iver. Now, what was some people say? Everyone seems, the first thing people think when they say Lifnei Iver is no, but even without you, he would have sold it. Right? So, man, there's no Lifnei Iver. Even without you, he would have sold it. Why? Because the Gemara says that Lifnei Iver that is only Aser when it's Chad Aver de Nahara. When it's Trevor de Nahara, which means that the Nazir, let's say, is not allowed to eat, will drink wine. So the Gemara says, let's say the Nazir is standing on across the river and there's wine on the other side of the river. He can't get it himself. And you go ahead and bring him the wine. Now, without you, he could not have gotten the wine. That's a classical case of Lifnei Iver. You helped him do the Aver. Without you, you couldn't have done the Aver. But if the wine is sitting next to him anyway, Bechad Iver de Nahara, it's on the same side as him. So Mamela, you picked it up and gave it to him. Oh, he didn't need you for the Avera. There's no Issa Darais of Lifnei Iver on that. Now, the Rishonim say there is still an Issa Darabanan of the Messiah L'Ivra Avera, could be. Now, if the guy's a Mumer, maybe there's no Messiah, but a Soicher is not a Mumer.
Each
sale,
I'll tell
you. What do you mean?
Like, maybe once you're over the Avera once.
No. Some each sale. So now the thing is like this. But the Pisrei Tshuva in Hilchos Ribbis brings down from the Mishnah El Melech that this whole Svar of Chad Aver de Nahara, is only true when the Nazir could have gotten it himself. He didn't need you or anybody else to help him. And therefore, the fact that you went ahead and helped him, that's not Lifnei Iver. But if, anyway, let's say he needed someone to help him. The Shaila is who? Okay? The only person that would have helped him is another Yid, let's say. Okay? So therefore, Zakta Mishnah Melech, Avadis Lifnei Iver. Because that means that the only way he could have done the Aver is with someone being Oiver Lifnei Iver. So it couldn't have to be you. Okay, it could have been someone else. It's not the Sar Chad Aver de Nahara. Chad Aver de Nahara means he could have done it himself without any help. But because, like what you're saying, if nobody would have bought from him, then Hitaka wouldn't sell. So the fact that you can say, I didn't do anything wrong, because without me he would have sold to someone else. This other guy's also Oiver Lifnei Iver. That just means that everybody that's helping him is being Oiver Lifnei Iver. That's why Zakta Mishnah Omelach. There's no Svara of Chad Aver de Nahara if he needs help anyway. Now, the only thing is, he does say that that's only if the only other people that would have helped him is a Yidden. If the other people would have helped him were Goyim, so then he would have said, but over here, as Goyim are not buying a Sroy again. So therefore, Vada, it's also Lifnei Iver on the Isra Schoira to go ahead and do this. That's number one. Okay? But number two is a Mer de Gazach. Okay, so the first thing is that Pashtus, there's Lifnei Iver over here, and if the guy's doing Isra Schoira, it's Lifnei Iver. Number two is like this, that there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, let's say one person's Makabel, can you be Makadosh and Isha with Tumei Shvias, with Per Shvias? So Gemara says it's Israel's Schoira. The question is the Kiddushin Chal, the Nachal. Okay. Gemara is talking about a case of the Chamisha Noshim, and the five Noshim, one of them was Makabel of the Per Shvias for all of them. And the Gemara says it's Chal, but it's also Al Tzchaira of Per Shvias, because it's like Per Achoyva with Per Shvias. So Frek the Makne Akasha, how is it Shaykh that the one woman was a Shliach of all the other ladies? Ain't Shliach Ledvar Avera. She's being Makabel the Per Shvias from the Mekadesh, from the man, for all these women, and it's Ein Shleach L'Dvarvei. You can't make a Shleach to do something wrong. And the woman who's accepting the Perish Shvias is doing something wrong. It's Ein Shleach L'Dvarvei. Why? Zakta Makne, because the Isra Schoira is just as much on the Lokeach as it is on the Moicher. He's not allowed to use it, but you're not allowed to accept it either. Mm-hmm. Means the Makne says, and therefore Ein Shleach L'Dvarvei, because even the person accepting, getting the Perish Shvias is also, through Schoira, is also being over the Etzem Isra of Schoira. Means the Makna says, is saying that, that the, what?
Like
yeah, because since it's not shayach to have schorah except for the lokeach doing it, so when the Torah asked schorah, it asked it on the makabel of the peres shvius. So this is the Machna says. There's a whole shayach v'tarya. I didn't read the whole
shayach.
No, in the Torah he says that inshdachat v'avera is not makav the chalois. Obviously, it's just also it says you shouldn't do it, and it's your chayev if the other guy did it. But it's not that. But it's still chal. What else says he said? So Lamai said there's also a shayach v'tarya in the Noda B'Yuda. This I saw someone bring down. Noda B'Yuda bring. I looked it up. I didn't see the whole. It's a very complicated tshuva there about inshdachat v'avera. But the shoyel, the person who asked the shayach to the Noda B'Yuda, brought the same raya as the Machne that inshdachat v'avera doesn't help. And he says over there because there's an issur schar on the lokech as well, and the Noda B'Yuda says he says no such thing. Avad is only on the. And I don't know why that matters, because even if it's also lifnei iver, it's also inshdachat v'avera on the lifnei iver. So I don't know why it matters that it's, you know? Can you say that? I'm not sure why he needed to say that it's only it's a schara on the lekech. But anyway, so the kitzur, bottom line, is the machlokes achrayinim between the Machne and the Noda B'Yuda, is there is a schara on the lekech as well. So therefore, to go ahead and just blindly say, okay, listen, fine, you know, whatever it is, it's his problem, he's doing schara, I'm just going to come in and just do whatever he tells me to do. Hey, he wants it for the lulav, it's for the lulav, whatever. So, l'maisa, according to the Machne, you're also over the isra schara, and according to the Noda B'Yuda, even if it's not schara, but l'chara, it's at least lifnei iver. So now, now I'm not saying that there's no mekilim on any of this, but this is, you know, if a person wants to be careful with the mitzvah of shvius, the most lechatchil dika way is to try to avoid using havlah to buy himself an eser from Eretz Yisrael if it has a kedusha shvius. Now, getting back to last week, by the way, let's say it's heter mechira. So now, if it's heter mechira, so one could really argue theoretically like this. That Ramosha says there's no problem shomer of an eved, so therefore the esrog is kosher. But the problem is that the guy's doing schora now. According to me, that this is not peres shvius. That this is peres shvius. Okay. So even though he holds it's not the moicher, but as far as I'm concerned, it is. So now, is there a esrog of lifnei iver when he holds? For him, it's mutter theoretically, and for me, it's aser. Can I be machshel? Is there an esrog for me to be machshel him l'shitasi?
So he's making lifnei iver for you then.
What?
You're letting him do a lifnei
iver. Rabbi Yashiv brings a raya.
He brings a chew about a woman cutting the payas of her husband, right? He's going to cut anyways, but she doesn't have an isser of payas by her, but he's going to, and therefore it's not an isser. She's saving him, right? Because she's saving him from doing it himself, because he would do it himself. You get two isserim, right? Cutting his own payas and getting his payas cut.
So and it's not and she's not mechuyev in it,
so therefore she's saving him from doing more isser. It's not a neighbor, you don't have a chiv on it.
Interesting.
But she's not shy to that whole avera.
Right.
Not
the
guillotine.
This is the opposite.
Where what?
Well, the person
doing it for him, it's also right. Yeah. It's the opposite. Lishitasi, I'm being machshel. Makisa Rabbi Yashiv has a raya. I'm just trying to remember now. I saw the raya. It was very gishmak raya. Saw it last night.
Right.
I don't have it written down here. He has a raya, Lamaisa, that even b'chiyah gavna, there's an issue of lifnei iver. So even that wouldn't be such a gishmaka eitzah to do that. Even if you want to make it like Ramosha, it would still be also at schora to go buy it from him at that price.
So shipping from Eretz Yisrael is $173 if you want it expedited. So why can't you say you're buying it else? Just the shipping costs of getting it to get it.
To work out all the costs involved. All right, so Al-Kapon, this is, like I said, I'm not trying to put anyone in business, I'm just in business, whatever. But the point is that this is lechatchila. This is lechatchila. You know, the oifen to mekayim this mitzvah is. This is the lechatchila way to do it. That if you could have someone selling you a eser from Eretz Yisrael at the price that it's supposed to be, then gevaldik. But otherwise, there are mekilim and there are machmirim, like we just said, on the issue of schara. Okay, next week,
the price is very cheap, so the person doesn't have an incentive to do it because it's much cheaper than the year before. that's the problem.
So the
they try to make the same amount of money. Right. They try to figure out a way to do it. Okay, next week I want to talk about the whole sugya, if you're allowed to bring the Paris from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz in the first place.
So the person selling to you has to see if there's